Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up. A new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. Na 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 na. We gotta change it now, just you and me.
Break it up with Linda Mitchell.
I know you said it, girl.
Jimmy Jam.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Say woo.
Break it up.
We share and care with love all through the land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
Good evening. Hey, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Today is Find It Out Friday. You're Sharon and Karen with Waking Up with Linda Mac Shannon. Aunt G is going to be on. You know, Aunt G loves you out there, so get yourself together. Get you a cup of tea or whatever your beverage might be, because you know she finds out things and she brings it to you on the real. But before we get started, I just want to get you settled in with this and let you know that inconspicuous virtue brings conspicuous reward. We never fail to receive the effects of our actions, whether good or bad. Therefore, it's meaningless to be two-faced or to pretend to be something that we're not. Always move with your heart, love, and your authentic self. So I'll play this for you, and we'll get ready for Aunt G. Welcome in.
I'm just not the same.
there. You blaming them or you're blaming you? I blame me when I look in that mirror. Well, we have Angie on the line with us. This is Find It Out Friday. Angie, are you with us this evening to care and share and let us know what we need to know today?
Yeah, well, y'all, hey, everybody. Hope everybody's enjoying the holidays and ate all that gobble-gobble, and now they out there running around all these stores catching up some sales. Y'all be safe out there because, you know, everything that could go, would go, will go, it's going on. So, you know, we got accidents left and right on the freeway because everybody don't want to pay attention, want to hurry up and get to that sale without paying attention. I mean, you know, people done died just before Thanksgiving, after Thanksgiving, running around trying to get to a meal. I mean, look, I told somebody, I said, look, I'm not going to die for a meal, honey. If I can't get over there safe and soundly and you can't save me a plate, then guess what? I got to gobble you next year. You got to think, you know, more important, you know, live for tomorrow so you'll be around for the next day. I said, because if you're rushing it, you got to understand there's drunk drivers out here. You know, they ain't got no way, they hopeless, they ain't got no job. You know, they get whatever little money they are getting, they're either drinking it or doing something else with it, and it ain't doing nothing no good for them and nobody else around them. So you got to be careful. You got to pay attention. If you don't have to go, don't go. Stay home. Put your mask on. You know, if you got to go, put your mask on. You know, if you got folks coming around your house, keep your mask on. You know, come on now. Why does a grown person got to tell another grown person? And if you don't do it, what do you think the kids going to do? They following suit. You got to wear your mask out there, folks. Come on now. Come on now. It ain't no more oopsies. Ain't no oopsies. You ain't just woke up today in COVID. You've been in COVID almost a year now. Almost a year COVID been around, y'all. Now, think about it. New Year's is going to be in a few weeks. So we're about to go into 2021 with this COVID. Now, it's going to be all right, though. But, you know, we need to bring those numbers down. You know, we do it one by one. We got to do that as a community. We got to do that as a family. We got to do that in groups. Because, you know, as long as it's here and they still working on the antidote or the virus or the whatever pills or whatever shots they want to shoot up inside folks, you know, the people still leery about, you know, and it comes to it. But, you know, you got to, you know, have more desire to live. You got to find other reasons. You know, and those of you you want to give up and give out, well, don't take nobody with you. Don't do that. Don't do that. Reach out for help and stay around a little longer because, you know, you just got to know this is not it for us. There's a better and higher power that got other plans for us, but you got to be around, stick around, and get down. Yeah. You know, when you got to don't give up. You know, there's this little preacher that I was listening to, this little 7-year-old boy.
Yes.
You know, he's like, I was lied on. My brother lied on me. My sister lied on me. You know, don't give up. You got the devil got to get through God to get to us. And you know, God is more powerful than that darkness. So you got to understand, if we got the babies trying to hold on, you know, they will want you and need you to hold on too. You know, you got to realize that, you know, giving up and giving out, you know, that's not a sign of weakness. That's just a sign of cluelessness, a sign of lostness, you see. And that's what's going on, a lot of lostness nowadays. Please don't get lost. Don't be lost. Don't let nothing and no one turn you from looking for a better tomorrow. You know, tell somebody, you know, you love them. And then hopefully they'll tell you they love you back. But if they don't worry because that's coming back around. You put it out in the universe, you will get that I love you. You will get that unsuspected, surprisingly hug. You will get that thank you. And you will get those gifts of kindness. You give the kindness, you make room and space and clear a line for the kindness to return to you. And, you know, you have to think about the animals, you know, and just think about stuff that's, you know, beautiful, butterflies and fields of flowers, and just think of things that put a smile on your face. Sunflower seeds, you know, a beautiful sunny day, a fall day with the leaves falling out off the trees. Now, sometimes that leaves falling can be a nuisance. That's true, but it is fall. It's the season, and as long as you're living, it's going to be time to rake them and blow them. But, you know, most of all, try to be forgiving. Be long-suffering. Be kind. You know, be those things that that put more positive energy out there, because the darkness is very strong, my friend.
Oh, yeah.
And it's part of this COVID that's going around, this virus. You see, somebody sitting around, think about it, another human being playing in a petri dish and did an oopsie. Now the world is dying, hurting, getting sick. And it's not going to be, this is not going to be the last virus, because, you know, we've had other ones, as you understand. The Spanish flu, that was another petri dish. Ebola was another petri dish. And, you know, you've got to understand, you know, curiosity, sometimes oopsies happen, and that's all scientists is about. Let's see if this can cure. Maybe this could be a cure. Or there's been some oopsies and there was a cure. You know, why do we have antibiotics now that can fight and help you fight off, you know, germs and things? Because they've been scientists figuring these things out. So
right. There's
pluses and minuses on everything. Just learning what's going on in the universe, up in the stars, in the moons, and how we get to know there's a Saturn up there. You know, you can't look up and see it. You know, but if we learn, people go out there and study that, what it is and where it comes from, and how that part, that plays in how the world turns and how it functions, and how we understand the weather and earthquakes and things that happen in our environments that's stronger and bigger than us. You know, it's very beautiful if you really pay attention to what this earth has been created. And we have to constantly be conscious of keeping it going, keeping it healthy for each other, keeping pollution down. You know, we got to look for better ways to help each other out. Be patient with one another. You know, it's hard. I'm not saying these words is coming out of my mouth. It's easy. It's easier said than done in many cases. But it's not something that's unattainable. It's something that's not unreachable. It's something that it's really happened. And you'll be so much happier when you see the roots of all the seeds that you plant. But just simply, I mean, I've opened doors for other people. People are opening doors for me. It's beautiful,
right.
And it's not from the same person, you see. You know, so you have to realize that when you move from your heart, yeah, that heart gets disappointed. That heart gets hurt. That heart gets torn, confused. Because that's just showing you one thing and one thing only. You're human. And as long as you follow suit of that which is human, those are going to be emotions and plus more that you're going to always come across your path. But living and learning, that's what life is. And when you see joy, like I look around my community, and it's not as many lights out, you know, and that's okay. But those who do take time to, you know, decorate and put their, you know, things on their roofs and in front of their yards and things like that, you know, they're just trying to implicate joy. So, you know, when you look at it, you laugh and you think back when, or you think around this season, how beautiful the lights light up and just put that smile on your face. There's some communities that's really gone out their way, you know, to remind themselves and their children's children and their community's children that, you know, there's a better tomorrow. Let's create that by putting a smile on your face, by doing something that you can that's outside of your box. There's more and more people making masks, you know, finding ways to get donations to give out food and be able to provide toys and clothes and things for those who are, you know, way disadvantaged, that, you know, just really trying to pull things together. Because this government, the government's even in a turmoil, fighting against each other, don't want to settle and make things. And that's why the world is so unbombogulated, because
right.
of the leaderships that they've been looking up at. You know, once upon a time, okay, you know, they got that under control. But now that you're seeing things leak out, people are dying because things are not being controlled properly. Things are being warned out properly. You see, it's human error. Human error is the hugest error out there that exists. And it don't just exist with the leaders. It exists in your house, my house, and everybody's houses. But instead of pointing the finger, that's just okay. Just open up all the fingers and just say, you know what? You got that there over there. I got this here over here. Let's put our minds together and make a, create a better situation.
Yes.
This one can't. This neighbor can't afford math. You know, I know you've been a math whiz and passing out math. You know, I've been doing the same, passing out math. You know, the gloves. You know, I see people doing. You know, I recycle. You know, and I see people recycling. You know, I have gloves. You know, and I can. You know, I say, hey, here, put some hand sanitizer on you. My brother and my sister. I don't know you, but here, put this on you. I step in, drop, squeeze it, step back, let you wipe it off, step back in, and here's some gloves, put on your hand. Go ahead and get your recyclables. I'm not saying that, but be mindful. And when you can, if you can, you know, wash that jacket or the shirt. You can tell the ones that can do that and the ones that can't. But as I can help minimize the level of germs traveling about to give them another few days, another week, a month, you know, tattled on their life. Because, see, homeless people are dying. This thing is not just for just whatever community. This is all a blanket.
Oh, it doesn't
and
discriminate.
Please, my friends, it doesn't. Don't fight it, okay? Don't be like, we don't. Do the positive thing, okay? Do the positive thing. Don't become part of the problem. Become part of the situation that's going to resolve the situation, you know? Mm-hmm. You're not wearing a mask just for yourself. You're wearing it for that little kid, that baby. You're wearing it for that mother that's pregnant. You're wearing it for that old man and old woman. That they their minds and those mental ones that's out there, our babies that's mental out there, that can't hold it on their mouth, that don't understand. And those claustrophobics out there that don't understand, ooh, it's too close, I can't do it. Well, then wear a shield. If you can't get a shield, believe you me, somebody got a couple of dollars in their purse or their wallet. You just say, hey, excuse me, ma'am or sir. Can stand up by 99-cent store plus store because they ain't 99-cent no more. You know, they got little shields in there. Just $1 or $2. Can you please get me a shield?
Mm-hmm.
Or if you begging for $2 or $3, you know, say it. Hey, be least surprised how to show up and give be given to you. I pass out shields too. I said, you got to realize if there's a way to minimize, then let's do that. You know, we shouldn't have had a pandemic for you even to think. We got pollution out here. That's been killing people too. Hello. You know, your air is out there, but you're breathing it. You can't see it, but guess what? There's all kind of things in there. Your water that's being pumped in your house for you to flush your toilets and wash your dishes and your body. That water. It's okay to wash your body. It's not safe, but it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
But rashes are coming out, you see. You're dry, your skin's getting dry. I know, I've noticed that. Some change in the water because my skin is getting way drier than it used to be.
Okay.
So we have to use it because we've got to try to get some type of cleaning that's doing. But do wash yourself. Don't get scared. But what I'm trying to say is, you know, just try to do something that's going to be positive. Drink your water. You got to drink water. Our bodies need it. You know, eat well. Get your salads and broccolis and vegetables. You know, just try to keep praying and keep getting positive thoughts in your mind so that energy that's just coming within you gets put together with somebody else that's thinking positive. And it gets passed all the way around, back around to you and keeps going around and around and around. Because we don't know. Everybody's days, everybody's moments is numbered. There's drunk drivers still out there killing folks, COVID or no COVID. So please, dodge those bullets that are set out there. Change your path. You've been going this way, go a different way. Slow down, you see. You know, think and listen out. You hear those people arguing and fighting? You ain't tattling if you just call the authorities and say, hey, you might need to come and, you know, see if you can go and make peace over there. Check on them, you see. Make sure everybody's okay over there. You know, because guess what? Bullets, they come through walls. They come through gates, you see. You up there thinking, oh, I don't want to say nothing, hear nothing. Oh, okay. Oh, no. But when that bullet came in and shot and killed your granddaughter, shot and killed or wounded your leg or your cousin's leg, you lost that left eye in that shootout battle next door. But if you had a cause before it escalated to that point, you might not have lost that loved one through that bullet flying through the air. You see, you might not. So, yes, it is important. We're not saying, oh, yes, no, but if it means the safety of you, your family, or even just you, your dog didn't have to get shot and killed. That cat didn't have to get shot and killed. Innocent bystanders get hurt when there's anger amongst you. Your anger, it can be controlled, but some anger can't when it's untreated or not even, they don't even know in their own, they don't even know that they got anger problems.
Well, when you, I'm not cutting you off, when you mention the word anger, you know, anger is neither good nor bad. It's what you do with it. You know, sometimes you have to display anger to get it done, but it's not a good thing nor is it a bad thing. What anger does is how do you use it? You know, when you say...
But then some anger is good, though, when it's placed in the
right
place.
Oh, yeah,
so
it's good,
exactly,
because
right.
It
you
makes
know,
you get up
good,
and take care
and
of
bad,
stuff.
Yes. Yes, yes.
So you have to get mad in order to get things done.
To get it done.
But like you're talking about the head, you know, it's always said that when the head is twisted, so is the body, okay? So bad leadership ends up giving us what we have. That's insufficient leadership that we've been exposed to, because the head is crooked, so is the whole body. And everything is based basically on the human error, as you say, Angie, you know. But we are daily, moment to moment, living and learning, because that's what it's all about. But what's interesting is, like, we're learning more about ourselves because we have to deal with ourselves more. So when you understand yourself a little bit better, you can take that breath. You can have patience. You can put yourself in that person's position. We all know that we have to mask up, and we're not only protecting ourselves, we're protecting other people out there, but some people don't care. If they don't care about themselves, why should they care about anybody else? So you have to take all of that into consideration. You know, it's just like somebody, you know how we are when we are young adults, and some old adults will do it, you know. Oh, my gosh. Oh, she doesn't like you. As if you're going to sit down and boohoo. So, you know, you tell them, excuse me, I don't fault her. She's not supposed to like me. I don't expect her to, because she don't even like herself. If she liked herself, she'd like me. And that's the same thing. We can preach until we're blue in the face. They said, keep your behind at home. You travel out there to get that apple pie from Aunt Nookie, and now people are dying, okay? Because you had to have that apple pie. And you just were defiant. They said, no travel. Who's out there? I'd like to take a count and see what side it came from. You know, because you have individuals that don't bend, they don't care. But we have to flatten the curve. This is like, it's just too much to bear for. And you're talking about holiday time, and you're asking the listeners, like we always do, to reach out. And while I'm on that subject, I'm going to put this number out here again. I do it every show. You want to call 1-800-950-6264. 1-800-950-6264. That's NAMI. That's 24 hours. There's someone there that you can talk with, that will listen to you, that will not judge you. Reach out. I know it's hard for us to come outside of ourselves, and we have a lot of pride, and we don't want nobody to really know. But guess what? You don't. It shouldn't matter, because we all going through this together, one way or the other. Like I made a statement,
absolutely,
we used to drive down the street and point your finger at the man that didn't have on any shoes. Well, some of us don't have any shoes to wear ourselves. So we're all in it together. Like you say, uplift.
Yeah.
Start with yourself first, so you can reach out. You might not be.
And you
able
know,
to.
Linda.
Huh?
You know, you also know, and then I want you to go back to that thought. I just want to key in on that when you said, you know, you ain't got no shoes and this and that and the other. Just like you got shoes today.
Yes.
Baby, you might not have shoes tomorrow.
That's true.
Everybody is a second, a penny, a thought away from being in the same predicament or worse than the ones that you're looking at.
Yes, we're all there. You're in it. different. You know, we're all individuals. We all do things differently. We experience things differently. We express stuff differently. But when you just put it all in the stew pot, we need to flatten this curve and get this stuff back in order. I don't like the word new normal because ain't nothing normal about this. I call it a new beginning. And when there's a new beginning coming about, everything is shedded. Everything is broke down to build back up again. And especially ourselves, you know, like there's a saying, you know, if you don't want to listen, your head will get laid on that pillow and they'll whisper it in your ear. So it's ways of making people stop and think, okay, as we say. I call it tenacity, humility, innovation. That word think means a lot for me. But the last, that K in think means kind. And you do all of those things using a bit of kindness so that you can further grow yourself, further reach out there and help others, because we're all here together. I went out and I dashed out. You know, I don't like to be out there, but I said, you know, I really need to go over here and take care of this. So I go in and I pay a bill. I pay a bill, and I run the account right back up to what I paid on. I said, I knew I should have ran out the door. But I laughed about it. You know why I laughed about it? Because what I bought, it was for me, okay? Because I had to reward myself for being able to pay that bill, okay? I had to appreciate myself. I said, well, when I get back, I'll meditate and bring up some more. But this is for me. And I was walking around laughing. I said, now you came in here to do one thing, you're doing this and that, but you must always reward yourself for the goodness that you do, for your value, your worth, for your strength, just for your willingness, okay? Some people aren't even willing to do anything. Like you say, don't give up, don't retreat, but we need to keep those masks on our faces, okay? If that is going to curve, it's hard to stay. You don't want to hear businesses closing, people's livelihoods, but you have to do something. You got to shut it down.
And you know what it is? And it really, the bottom line is, hell, you're nosy. You can stay home. You've been staying home until somebody tells you got to stay home. Now, I got to go out back and see. I want to see all the empty shelves. I want to see all the toilet paper and paper towels going. I want to be out there in that line, you know, when they bring that pallet down. And just, you don't need no more toilet paper. You just going out there because you want to see the big dude, you know, take pictures and be, hey, this is me, you know.
Yeah.
I'm up here in the COVID pandemic and I'm in this line for the toilet paper. You know what? It ain't no, look. You don't need to be getting in the news about some crazy stuff.
No.
Be home. Don't be in the news. You know, be of the news. Don't call the news. Just be in your doors. You get that nose. Don't be Pinocchio. Cut that thing off. You start growing branches on your nose. You still don't know. You got to be hearing about, every time you hear about something, I got to get my running shoes on. I got to run and go check out this and check out that. Mm-hmm. Oh, they're riding. Oh, Lord, let me get up and get jumping around. You know, you see, you got to stop it, folks. You see, curiosity killed the cat, and there's a reason why that saying is true, because that's what if you want to be the curiosity of the cat, or be the cat that's curious, figure out which one out of that situation is really going to be all right at the end of the day. Because at the end of the day, you see, you got to be to get to the end, you got to start from the top. So
that's
true. you got to realize, you know, that this is serious. This is no joke. We can laugh about it a lot. There's some funny stuff, though. There's a lot of funny stuff about how people can react and how people do things. What actions cause reactions? Well, how people, the relationship things now is different and funny. Oh, my God, it's hilarious what's coming up out of them relationships, okay? Some of the stuff, the way the kids, what they do, they looking at the adults going, Lord, mommy, daddy, uncle, auntie, what, granny, what, really? What's going on? You know what I'm saying? They starting to turn around and make you follow their lead. Because they go, you know what? 2 weeks ago, you was making sense. You ain't making sense now. Because I don't even know how to make sense out of the sense. It ain't common. It ain't nothing about the sense that you passing out right here. I can't even cash it in or write a check on it. You see? Mm-hmm. So you got to realize, you know, that you know, you don't have to, the accidents, pull over and take pictures. You want to take pictures of the accident thing. Or you becoming the next accident because I've been, you're looky looing, you know, people still want to get where they're going. Are you up there bumping and hitting the brakes? You know, I don't like to go nowhere no more. I don't like to get out in no traffic. I don't like, you know, I've gone hungry because I'm like, you know what? It'll be that long hand. You know what? I ain't really that hungry. I convinced myself I can fast today. It's okay. I don't need them chips. I don't need them chips. Them chips that sit on that shelf for somebody else to get. You know, you have to talk yourself into some sensible things. If you can go without it, now the only thing that anybody can't go out with is some toilet paper. But you can't go out with that too. Let me tell you something. I've gone out without it too. Let me tell you what you do. You at home, you do your laundry, wash that. Before toilet paper was invented, guess what you had? Cloth diapers. Guess what? Before plastic diapers, you had cloth diapers. What did you do when your baby went to poop in the pee in the diaper? You went out there in that pail of water and got to going up and down that board and washing and hanging them out. So guess what? As long as you got a towel, you only need a bunch of them. One towel for your tail and one towel to clean up in your house.
Right.
You only need two. One, don't mix them up. But hey, you use that one, wash yourself up every time you go. Because you need to do it anyway. And then get in the shower, scrub it up again. You got to be creative. You see, when things start burning up, we got fires again, folks, okay?
I know.
Fire just from wind.
Orange County, yes. All over.
We got to be more, you know, careful, conscientious, and you know, you got to look out. You got to look out for each other. You know, if you could think of a better way to do something, then don't be shy. There's ears that's listening. Say something about it. If you see somebody struggling and you got, I mean, I'm not saying you got $10, you give out $5, you know, because you might need that $5 for tomorrow for your tank. Gas is going up and down and around and in between. It's another reason why I don't like driving nowhere. Well, how far is that? How long do we need to go? Do we have to?
Yeah.
You know what? Okay,
right.
If it's a have-to situation, see, I have to see my parents. They're elderly and they're ill. I got to see them. I wish I could go fly out of town and go see my uncle that's dying. But you know what? He knows. He knows my thoughts and prayers is with him. He knows, you see. I'll miss him when he takes his last breath. Yes, I will. I'm sad that he's going. But, you see, for him to release and not have to see when his release day comes and he don't have to deal with a lot more that's about to come, because there's more coming in the long run, what I'm trying to say in a roundabout, because I'm going to wrap it up for you, is love yourself and leave a legacy. Write a book. Write notes. Write things down. So if and whenever that last breath is, I don't even know if today is my last breath, but if it is and I've said something that's touched your heart or have made you think or to do something better, then I am so proud. I'm proud of you for being there to listen, to hear, to move. If you don't move you to do something for you, or you take it, the information, and you pass it on to somebody else, and then it keeps on going, regenerating, then I've done my due.
Yeah.
And then you do your due, and you help somebody. There's a lot in you. It takes something or someone to pull it out. We got just there's a young lady. I wish I remember her name. But hopefully next time I'll have it for you. But there's a young lady that's going around, and she's, and it's got crowds and lots of followers. She's turning this situation into a positive thing and inventing things, helping us with the water and cleaning it up. I don't know, Lynn, if you heard about this young lady, but I'm so proud of these babies. I'm so proud of these babies.
Yeah, they're innovative. They
not
got
even
some
a
swift
teenager.
Minds.
I know she's really young. I know you usually close get your ear to the ground when it comes to young folks, Lynn, too, but this is a young lady. She was in the news not too long ago. If you look back at some of the news, my friends, and you'll find this young lady, she's doing positive things. She's getting money and putting it in areas and places trying to help us, helping the environment. She's intelligent. She's using that brain to try to find a better tomorrow, you see, because she knows. And every day, something needs to change for better. Our drinking water, it's okay. It could be better, you see. Our air, it could get better. You know you got a car that's putting out that pollution. Come on now. Save up a little side. You might not, go get that car fixed and serviced. They help minimize the pollution that we're breathing in, you see. Because even though you are away from the COVID, there's air. Air travels.
Sure does.
You know, and it's going through the vents and the windows of your house. So, you know, you can't hide from COVID because it's in the air. But you can minimize your exposure to it. And radiation, I'm going to put this out here about radiation, y'all. This is some uptown news, and I want y'all to take this consideration and look into it for yourselves. Radiation comes through your home and your TV sets. There's even known to be cameras and mics hidden on these smart TVs. This is why they're able to, you know, communicate, get information about you, and then they you know, drop it in your, you know, hoo-hoo box. What movies and things that you might and things that they can send your way that hopefully you'll buy, because they kind of get a personality about you. You see, this is all about coming in your homes, instilling your desires, things they hear about what you, so that they can telemarket it out to you through you. You see, so be mindful of these things, my friends. And there's ways to go in, and it's called ACR. You know, Google how you can turn off your ACR and your TVs on your cell phones. And then also, you see, just even now me talking on the phone, it's a cell phone, you know, there's radiation, you see. We are exposed to these things, and it could cause, you see. So there's things that can stop itself. There's things out there. Google, look in there, what you can do. What things can you do to put in your house to minimize the radioactive activities? Your 5G, that's woo-wee, you see. And it gives you headaches, and you get sluggish. It could be just from the exposure of all the, you know, those towers you have in your house for your internet and things like that. Whether you run your internet, all these things are waves, my friends. Those little buds you got in your head to catch that signal through your phone, so it's wireless. That's going through your brain cells, my friend. You see. So be mindful of your health. You see, what guinea pigs, what things are they doing out there to get you in your own homes? Yeah, you need them to be up. You need a TV so you can understand the news and other things like that. But you also don't need your privacy taken away. There's enough of your privacy taken care of.
But you don't really have any.
You see, no, there is no privacy. So if you're trying to be a criminal, you need to try to stop, because they got radar on you already.
Oh, yeah,
they know.
They
know. You know, they're setting it up, or they're about to set it up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
They know your every move.
Come on, think about the thing.
Every move.
Young people, every move you make, everything you do, everything. They even got LoJack on everybody's car. They know you're driving at. They know what. You know, why do you think, how do you think they know how to tell you about your traffic jams and things like that? There's cameras all along the freeway, everywhere. They're on all the crossroads of the train. They see, they know how.
And they serve a good purpose. They serve
like
a good purpose.
I don't have no problem with nosy neighbors. I ain't got no problem with the spies and eyes. I'll be looking some things too. I got a one eye on one and one eye on the other, and I'm cockeyed here all the time.
I got that one eye
in the middle. I'm telling you, you got to be cockeyed.
They say you got a third eye. When I'm in situations, sometimes I might sit down and say, you know what? Most people have three eyes. You know, your third eye. I got five. And they all on you, and I can call up number six if I need to, okay? So we need to move on into another area and get this taken care of. Hey, G, before you go, I wanted to play you. You know I know you love Patty, and you know I love Patty. But I wanted you to give me your take on Patty and what Christmas is for. So you can't leave. I'm going to play it for you. Just give me a minute. Let me let you listen to Patty, and then we'll close out with your thoughts on her, okay? Is that okay with you?
Okay.
Okay, here we go.
It's that special time of year, and with Christmas drawing near, we run around all over town and try to spread a little cheer. But it's more than names on our shopping list. It's a time to reminisce. What Christmas is, children play. While grown-ups plan the holiday, we do all we should, trying to be good and remembering to give praise. But it's more than fancy bows and mistletoe. It's joy unspeakable and love.
I'd play that for you, Miss Patti LaBelle, talking about that's more than just shopping on the shopping list. What you feel about that, Angie?
That was beautiful and absolutely true. You know, it just puts a warm spot in your heart, and we need more of those to remind us, you know, that, you see, there's a season. You see, there's a reasons in their seasons, and for every season, you see, because they're going to repeat themselves because they're on the calendar.
Mm-hmm.
But you see, Christmas and the holidays, Thanksgiving, Christmas, like birthdays, you see, these are what you call holidays or occasions.
Mm-hmm.
Valentine's Day, you know, these are things, Halloween, these are things that are put on the calendar for moments throughout the year to remind you of the times of how, where we are. Oh, it's in December because we're in Christ time. Oh, Thanksgiving,
mm-hmm.
It's in November. So they got things to relate to. Oh, we're on President's Day, so we on this month. Oh, with this, that, and the other. You see, holidays and things are remind you of the seasons that you are in. But is at any given point you can celebrate, you see.
Mm-hmm.
You I've never been a believer of, oh, well, you know, I'll just wait till the end of the year and show you how I care about you, you know,
mm-hmm.
by getting something
mm-hmm.
out, you know, a little sense of money.
Day.
You see, every day, because what if you don't get to December? So
that's
then all
true.
Those thoughts you were holding on to, you know, the person will never know how you really feel about it. So as the year goes through and when you can, you know, you drop a send a card, write
mm-hmm.
a letter. If you want to, you know, send flowers or just you see a little gift, you pick up, send it, take it by, drop it off. Because I say that to say, you see, thoughtfulness is thoughtfulness.
Yes.
And you see, you have to think, okay, so if you got to wait, I'll never forget, I'll give you an example. I had a friend that she had kids, right? She had kids. And, you know, she's at, now this is 3 months before Christmas. So, you know, I'll just, you know, put that on my Christmas. Mom, she got these kids. And I asked, I said, okay, so what kind of sense is that? You know, well, I can't get it. So I just, you know, and I'm listening, and I'm, you know.
And because I have compassion, and I, you know, I know parents and things like that, and you got these kids, you know, and you can't be turning the oven. They kids, you know, of different ages and too young to be turning on the oven, you know, and they want something because kids, when they hungry and you tired, you can't go get the woman up. They do stuff. That's how accidents happen. That's how you end up, you know, having the butter and the honey and the caramel all over on your stove because they up there thinking they cooking. So I went out and I got a microwave. And I said, hey, Merry Christmas. And I said, since you said Christmas, well, here, here's Christmas in July, whatever the word was. And she's like, for real? I said, yeah, I mean, go, why would you? I said, I don't think, I mean, I understand why people, I never could understand that. You know, never. Any of my friends can tell you, I don't understand why I got to wait till your birthday. And but you need right now. You need, right. Okay, then here, your birthday's today then, doggone it. Because guess what? When your birthday comes, I might not have it. Or I might not be able to. Or
better take it now.
I just don't get it. Yeah, if you need, I mean, really. Like, okay, I need gas money. So you're going to wait till your birthday? So you're going to be locked up till your birthday? So you won't be able to go to work. You won't be able to go eat. You won't be able to go do nothing because you got to wait. You know, and it's sad that people think they got to wait. You have to wait for this, wait for that. Now, earning, like, you know, kids and sometimes friends too, you know, you got to, you know, hey, you know, you got to earn respect and earn, you know, sometimes like, look, I'm, you know, you got to deserve it. You know, you're being rude and mean and, yeah, well, I'm like a, you know, my hard-earned money. I can't be this willy-nilly and, you can't do that. But, you know, if you see somebody, you can, you do. But at the same time, you don't have to wait. You know, don't be one of those people that's, oh, I'm just going to wait and then I just, ooh, it's just going to be this. Because guess what? Those smiles and admiration and warmth that you'll get it today, you'll get it then, you'll get it regardless, because you're moving from your heart. You're helping somebody in a situation. If you gotta wait for your kids to be able to warm up their own food, you'll never get no sleep. By the time Christmas comes, you'll be done passed out. you ain't gonna be able to move.
That's true.
God, all the time I gotta go warm this. Or go to your neighbor's. Or go to the neighbor and go warm your hot dog up. You know, tired. After a while, neighbor be like, "Excuse me, I like to use my own microwave sometimes. Your kids coming through here 4 or 5 times, you know, because they gotta eat all the time, right? You know, you dealt with kids for many years. They get hungry, and I'm hungry, but you just it don't matter. I'm hungry.
Yeah, they need to eat like Gloria gave us. She said, "Why do you have to eat 3 meals?"
You got an opportunity.
Right.
My friends, when you have an opportunity to give out love, this is what Patti LaBelle's song brought to me, that when you got an opportunity to give out love, give it, you know, when you can. Because, you know, love isn't put there for you to just hold on to. It's there for a reason.
You can.
Not just for a season. It's there. You can't deny it.
Yeah, well, Christmas is every day, and I go out and they say Black Friday. I said, I'm not going out there and make those stores rich on Black Friday, and I'll be in the red. Okay, let me get it some thought. Okay, y'all, hang on out there. But that's not my way of doing things, because Christmas is you give. You give as much as you can give any day that you
it's
can
what
give.
You make
if
of it.
Nothing,
it's really
if
what
it's,
you make of it.
Yeah.
It's really what you make of it. Holidays, Alinda, is what you make of it.
Oh,
and what it means to you and how you choose to celebrate it. You see,
that's
I'm not going to just sit up there, and that's what my point was. I don't let nobody dictate to me.
Oh, no.
No, some man decided. As a matter of fact, December 25th wasn't when Jesus was born.
No.
As a matter of fact, Jesus didn't even want you to celebrate his birth, because it wasn't his birth that gave you life. It was his death. So, you know, everybody got their teachings and beliefs of what their things are, you know. And that's okay, too, you know, because whether you celebrate it on the 25th or you celebrate it on January 5th, February 5th, you know, whatever time your heart moves you to do, you know, it's a beautiful thing. But and that's if your heart hasn't become hardened because of all the darkness that's around.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Even those of us,
it's
even hard. It's hard right now. It's hard. That love, you know, love is you know, hold on to it, because it's hard.
Yes.
It is truly hard to you know, really. It's hard to even, you know, you listen to the news. I have to very, very, you know, hey, when I can take some, I go ahead and Google, look at the news a little bit, or ask a friend, a family member, you know, you know. And, you know, I'm happy for those celebrating their birthdays. I've had shout-outs for my great-niece, Indigo.
She turned five on the 2nd. And a shout-out to my beautiful niece, Tiffany. Her birthday was on the 3rd. I just want to say to everybody who's celebrating their birthdays this month, or if it hasn't been shout-out this year, know that I am happy for you, for your birth, and for you your existence, and for your strength, for your legacies that you're passing out, for the hugs and the love and the positive things that you're putting through here on the ground. I'm just so proud of everybody out there that's doing the best they can to survive mentally, emotionally, financially, health-wise, everywise. I'm sending out hugs, admiration, and thoughts of positive energy to all of you. And I just hope that you can get it within yourself to just hold on a little longer.
On a little more and just keep moving forward, and we honor the ones that are no longer here with us, all their goodness and their memories, like you say, the good things of that nature. And, some know that there's no beginning and no end, so you're just taking a nap right now when you have to leave, but you'll return back. So most different philosophers will say you try to live your life right while you're here. So when you return back, you'll have a better one. Okay, you don't want to return back doing that same old crap you was doing. So be careful of what you do. So, some philosophies, it's like they're just sleeping right now, but they will be returning back, return back better.
Yeah.
And they want you to continue to go and do what you have to do. So I'm honoring all of those and who've lost, who, have family members who are no longer here. Please take care of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And, Angie, we're going to wrap it up in here this evening. This is Find It Out Friday. Angie, you touched on some stuff I have to recap here. When you talked about that heart and learning and sharing, it's we don't like to put a lot out because we like people to listen. But, in order to get to the end of the day, you have to start from the top. So that means you have to love yourself, okay? And be aware.
Absolutely.
Living and learning, and the heart is the most important treasure that there can be. There's treasures of the storehouse. Treasures of the storehouse is just things, okay? But the treasure of the heart is the most important treasure that one can have. And when you live your life to share your heart, and you go through life so that people will see your heart, then you're on the right track. And on that note, we're going to cut out and tell the listeners to have a wonderful weekend. I'm telling you to have a wonderful weekend. Stay at home like me. I might have to go out there, but I just wanted to share with everybody. I went in there and I spent some on me, and it tickled me to death because I reward myself. I reward myself every day.
Yeah.
If it's for nothing else, then what a smile. You might have 2 cents at 10. You might have 2,000 at 10:30. So things change moment to moment as long as you keep it positive and make it happen. So on that note, I'm going to play a little chaka until you have a great evening, AG. We love you. Thank you, thank you.
You too.
Have a great one. Everyone, listen to this. Let's keep going on this and call NAMI.
When your heart is free, it's easy to make a decision. When your head is clear, you know you have good judgment. But when your life is turning topsy-turvy and you have no reasons for what's disturbing,
Collaborate.
We give, showing others how to live.